In the 1850s, Titus Salt, the mill owner and philanthropist, wanted to relocate his workers to a healthy environment and so built his giant alpaca mill on the banks of the River Aire in the countryside outside Bradford. Salt dispensed with traditional back-to-back housing and instead built the model village of Saltaire. He provided individual through houses, a park, cricket and croquet grounds, a bowling green, library and hospital for his workers to enjoy. In its heyday, Salt's mill employed over 3,000 people, but in recent times the decline of the textile industry has meant that new uses have had to be found for these magnificent buildings. The rejuvenation of Salt's mill has now begun, inspired by the imagination of its new owner, millionaire Jonathan Silver. The first stage of the mill's revival is the 1853 gallery, converted from a sorting shed and housing a unique collection of prints, etchings and paintings by Bradford's most famous son, artist David Hockney.
David's an old friend and his pictures have got lots of colour in them. And apart from being wonderful pictures in themselves, they add colour to Salt's. And that's what the mill needs to go through its transition from an industrial centre into a centre for the next century. We need colour, and David's pictures have got colour. There are some things and original drawings which haven't been shown previously. A lot of the graphics, which range from the 60s up to last year, have been seen, apart from the ones from last year. And we think it's a fairly good cross-section of David's work. Hopefully it will grow in size and stature as time goes by. This room, I think, was a spinning shed or something like that previously. We had to clean up centuries of dirt and sandblast the room, and then after we sandblasted it, we got bulldozers onto the floor and ripped up an asphalt floor to reveal these splendid flagstones. So really, it's a straightforward housekeeping job which took a lot of time and energy to get together. And then we used the existing steam pipe, which is what the pictures are hanging from, rather than on the walls, because we want the architecture to be seen as well, to hang the pictures from. That steam pipe's actually heating the gallery as well. And we stuck a boiler on the end of it in another part of the mill. So as a result, we've got a rather nice heated interior with the reuse of a probably very old steam pipe. I think the rest of the space will very quickly be spoken for. Rod Hackney is currently, that's our architect, drawing up lots of plans, and we see it as being different use to that in which the mill was designed for in 1853. We are, after all, 1988. So I think, generally speaking, what you'll find here as the years go by are an arts centre, leisure entertainment, specialist shopping, and lots of things to spend a day out in at Salt's rather than a day in the mill at Salt's. It's got to be a day out at Salt's. I can see people of all types from all parts of the world, and of course local inhabitants, coming for an outing where they may go to the theatre, they may go to the Victoria and Albert Museum, which hopefully will shortly open with the Southern Asian collection of art. They may pop in and buy a Hockney, or they may go to a pub or a wine bar, or they may even look for some other type of entertainment. I mean, there are endless permutations of possibilities, and the buildings are so suited for those uses that it's just a question of getting down to the drawing board, which is what we're doing at the moment. And in fact, this is the start of it in this room. There are lots of other things which, as I said, one could do a day out of sorts. I mean, earlier this year, West Side Story was on, a fabulous production as a community opera that Opera North fronted. But if you don't fancy the opera and you don't fancy performance art, then why not have a stroll in the park adjoining the mill? There's 100 acres of parkland, and then you could walk up to Shipley Glen. I mean, it isn't a place where you'll be lost for things to do. Of course, the village itself, Saltaire Village, which Titus built in 1853, has got 863 beautiful terraced houses to look at. And then there's the Victoria Hall and the old Salt School and the Titus Salt Hospital. So, I mean, from the point of view of a day out, that's what I think Salt's will be. That will be the way in which it will be reused.